We're going to study from the Sfas Emes on Pesach, Shnas Tov Reish Samach. And in these editions of the Sfas Emes, page 273 on the right-hand side, Be'inyan Matzah, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls Mechla Da'asvasa. Mechla Da'asvasa means food that's medicine. Matzah is food that's medicine. Medicine for the entire Jewish being. Medicine for the Jewish soul. We don't want to use the expression soul food. It's pet. It's medicine. And that's because, as the Medrash says in the Zohar HaKadosh, you have a muscle of a tender, weak child, very weak, vulnerable, and someone advises the father as follows. This food, and only this food, is what your child needs. Have him eat this, and only this. All other foods, get them out of the house. So your child will only eat this food for a good period of time. And then, sure enough, child eats only of that food and becomes well and strong. And then, doctor says, now you can have him eat whatever he wants. That's matzah. At Eirom ve'Eria, as we read in the Haggadah, the Pasuk from Yechezkel. Jewish people were lacking in yesodos, in any basic foundations of emunah. And therefore we were very tender and very vulnerable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to eat matzah and only matzah and no chametz. But then after you do that, and then of course that same thing applies for us each year. After you do that, then it will be okay to have all kinds of foods, because we will already have taken in the right measure of this very strengthening, medicinal kind of diet. So, why specifically this mitzvah of eating? So the Sfas Emes explains as follows. Dehinei. Al yedei chet harishin ma'achilas eitz hadas. Because of Adam and Chava eating from the eitz hadas toiv vera, nis'arev ta'aruvais toiv vera b'chol hadvarim. The world changed. The world changed. Everything changed. The substance of all things have now, and ever since Achilas Eitz Hadas, the possibility of terrible corruption. Even in the Nefesh HaAdam was introduced a klipa, so that the holy Nefesh is surrounded by the potential, Ever for Ever, Gid for Gid. Every one of Shasagidim and Ramach Evarim is capable of being sustained by Kedusha, by doing mitzvahs. Because by doing mitzvahs with a particular part of the body, each part of the body corresponding to one part of the nefesh, that part of the nefesh that's involved in that part of the body is now going to fight back and displace the Ra, which is side by side, and even more so, enveloping every aspect of our being with the potential of doing the wrong thing. And this is what he's referring to when he refers to Reb Chaim Vital in the Shaar HaKadosha. V'gam b'nefesh ha'adam. The nefesh ha'adam was corrupted. We're familiar with the fact that the Nachash injected zoyama, a poison as if it were, to say a venom. That's why the idea of nachash is so important, because it's got a venom that it imparted to Chava, to Adam, and then for all of us forever, there is this challenge, ubal karchai tzarech ha'adam letakein hachelek shenidbak boy meitaruvais hazeh. There is a taruvus in all of us. And when we do a mitzvah, Reb Chaim Vital explains, We do a mitzvah with a part of the body, and that part of the body corresponds to an aspect of our nefesh. And now that aspect of our nefesh is freed from that terrible negative side, that terrible evil that had become a part of us with the Achilles Eitz Hadas. K'mashikos b'sefer Shara Kedusha l'Rav Chaim Vital Zal. Ayin Shah. The words there, if you could just listen for a moment, toward the end of Shar Aleph, in Rav Chaim Vital's words, V'lechein tzorach ha'odim l'chapes b'chol koichi l'kaim kol tarig mitzvahs. Kasha yekaim eze mitzvah saseh, when we do a mitzvah saseh, whichever mitzvah it is, yechaven, we have kavono, l'hosir, to remove, me'ha'ever ha'prati shal nafshoi, ha'misyaches el ha'mitzvah ha'hi, whichever part of the body it is, maybe it's something we're looking at, maybe you look at the levana, and you're saying the brach, as an example, yeah? Bari marayesh, using your mouth to say, to bench, using your hands to shake a lulav, and then achilas matzah, using the mouth and using our ability to eat, to be mekayim that mitzvah. So there's a corresponding part of us, spiritually, a corresponding part of the nefesh that corresponds to that part of the body, and by doing the mitzvah, we should be mechaven lahosir, mehaever haprati shel nafshoi, hamisyaches el hamitzvah hahi, zoy hamas haklipa hahi. That negative part, that negative potential that's been in us ever since that achila from Eitz Hadas. Va'azai tochel olov ever ha-mitzvah ha-kdusha ha-yi achar after histalik ha-zoyma, after that zoyma is removed. That's the idea of being mevarer toiv from ra. That's our job. Our job is to do mitzvahs. Every time we do a mitzvah, that part of the body has now been sanctified instead of bimkom some other very negative aspect which left alone, that's to what we would devolve. Because there's a koyach, hanefesh, that's good, but there's an equal corresponding zelu mazeh osu elikim, koyach hanefesh, that's very bad. And when we do a mitzvah, we're now doing something for that nefesh, and that means with an aver that corresponds to that aspect of our nefesh, and it's being mivarer, meaning taking out and showing and separating all the good, not just potentially, but in actuality, from the bad.
That suggests that the baby when born is intrinsically bad. The nefesh one. Kietzer
lev ha'odom ra min urav. Indeed.
Why we need in this case doing shaking lulav twice every year? Right now it's pure. How it's got bad again?
So, because there's a constant process. It's not that we got bad.
No, it's the constant.
In other words, kol zman that a person is alive, the potential of every nefesh, an aspect of the nefesh for good and for not good, continues to exist. And there are mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at particular times, where at this time, the way for you to bring out the good in that aspect of your nefesh is to do this particular physical mitzvah, or spoken mitzvah, or verbal, or eaten mitzvah. It's interesting that Pesach is that time when we all have a mitzvah to eat. Think about the Torah, and you'll realize Kahanim would eat Kodshim. When else is there a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to eat a particular food, or any food for that matter. Mm-hmm. I understand, to prepare for Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah so that you're able to fast in Yom Kippur. So therefore you have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. But aside for a Kahanim, partaking of Kodshim, when is there a mitzvah to eat? Please don't say latkes. I mean, what?
Sukkot.
So they have to, nechanami, you have to live in the sukkah, and living means eating, and nechanami, and it is a mitzvah. But a specific mitzvah's achila, of a particular food. So this is what the Sfas Emes is focusing in on.
Rav, excuse me, so right now it's like take shower. You've taken shower, but you will be dirty by next. Right? It's because another case, I understood you follow things. When we're eating certain things, right now it is make clean something, whatever it
yes.
is. Somehow it will be dirty again.
Yeah, because you're going to be hungry again soon. And when you're becoming hungry,
it became dirty.
I wouldn't say, I don't. Let's not so put it down to such base terms, but the potential to satisfy hunger can be, I am satisfying it because I want to enjoy satisfying hunger and enjoy the taste of the food.
I
can indulge, or I can do it with the intentions of holiness to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I do it with so many different mitzvahs. Look at Achila. Achila is a prime example. How do we take the terrible avera of eating that Adam and Chava did? They ate from Eitz Hadas, Toivara. What do? We eat. But when we eat, if it's meat, we have to first do a zvicha, a shchita kahalocha. And then we have to do melicha to prepare it so the dam is removed. And then you have to make sure that it's not cooked chalila with milk. And then there's a bracha to be made. And then certainly midaraisa, a bracha to be made if we wash afterwards berchas hamazon. So, and then if you're taking bread as an example, obviously here in Eretz Yisrael, all the mitzvahs are tluyos ba'aretz. Because what we're taking food into our mouths is taking something that is so potentially, and in the case of Adam and Chava, corrupted, and now sparing it from any of that evil and using our potential, our hands, our feet, our mouths, our stomach, all of our human traits to bring out the Kedusha of the Nefesh that's attached to the Kedusha of particular Evarim used correctly. Let's continue. What is it that makes chametz? You put in an ingredient that makes it rise. You put in an ingredient that changes it and makes it better and makes it more delectable and makes it more desirable. That's sa'or shebe'isa, meaning that represents the fact that after chet eitz hadas, there is in everything an ingredient that causes possibilities of terrible things to be done that are actually enveloping and holding back all the wonderful things that could be done. Umizeh bo kol ha-golos. And that's where all golos comes from, having us not save our own fashos by doing only the good things and only actualizing the good parts of the nefesh and not the negative parts. L'chein amru chazal, tamid, shtei elu, you always find these two together, sar shebe'isa, and Shibud Malchus, Ritzenenu Lasei Sitzoncha, we tell HaKadosh Baruch, we want to do exactly what you want us to do. But it's so problematic because of Sa'ar Shebe'isa, which is the Yetzahara. And then what comes along with it, Shibud Malchus. It's interesting. These two come together in a very, very interesting and important way because Sa'ar Shebe'isa comes from within us. That's the corrupting factor within us. But then there are those negative and corrupting forces from without, outside of us. That's Shibud Malchus. They always come together. V'lchein, kol hashana oichlin chametz u'matzah. All year, our mitzvah is to eat regular food, chametz u'matzah. And we say as much in the Manash Tana. Shetzichin gam kein lechol hachametz. We should be eating all kinds of food, but be mafresh challah and take trumas and maisers. And say a bracha, and berachas hamazon. Why? Levarer zois hataruvis, to bring out and make good again food and everything connected to food and all the efforts to bring out food. They're all kadosh when they're done with mitzvahs and brachos, and that's the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us all those mitzvahs connected with just simply a piece of bread. Kedisa b'medrash bereshis. There's a famous medrash looking at the pasuk of Adam and Chava. What did they say? Kadosh Baruch Hu takes them to task. And man says, Vayomer ha'adam, ha'isha asher nasata imadi, hi nasna li min ha'etz, va'ochel. What does va'ochel mean? What does va'ochel mean?
It means, and I am eating. It does not mean, and I ate.
She didn't say, va'ochelti.
I'm going
to
continue.
I'm going to continue to eat. That's right. That's exactly what she's saying. Like, I mean, what do you think? She's looking at God and saying, you know, it tastes good, so now I'm just going to continue. Really? And then, next pasuk, Adam says, she gave it to me, va'ochel, I'm going to continue to eat. Vayomer Hashem Elokim la'isha. Next pasuk, because Baruch Hu says to Chava, ma zois asis, v'tamer isha, hanochosh hishiani, he tricked me into it, va'ochel, and I am eating. So the Medrash says, yeah, why? Because, yes, that's what we will continue to do. We will continue to eat, and we'll continue to want to eat, and our job will be to do these things, such as bringing out food and eating food, but to do it l'shem shemayim, to do it with mitzvahs, that will be continuously done in order to redeem man from this terrible avera of achilas eitz hadas. That's what the Svasemis is referring to. Meaning, v'ochel od, and I will yet eat. I will yet continue to eat. Ayin shah. Shehevino, she understood, and Adam understood. Shekvar nase zeh hataruvus. It's done. Forever changed. We will always have within us these desires, these passions, and the potential to do terrible things instead of wonderful things. And there's an aspect to every nefesh that is good and a terrible possibility that's not. And to be mevarer by doing mitzvahs means that that koyach hanefesh that's good and pure and holy should be brought out and vanquish and remove that aspect of the nefesh that became corrupted ever since eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shetzrichin la'olam le'achol hachometz levarer hataruvas. The Kedushas Levi, Parshas Noach, similarly says, quote, b'zeh she'oichel oid al yedei mitzvahs yetukan ma'ashe pegamati. That's what the Medrash means. That's what Adam and Chava understood they will forever have to do, and that's why they said va'ochel, and I must now continue to eat, but it must be with the tikkun to the terrible pegam of having done so selfishly and against your will, and now it'll have to be in accordance with Hashem's will and in accordance with mitzvah. That's all year round. Let's get back now to Pesach. Aval lefi sha'ah. Lefi sha'ah, in that holy moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the birth of our people, and the tender nation, Am Yisrael, needs something that's very special. And as the Medrash said, like a child that's not yet able to consume and can't subsist on a regular diet and needs something special to give this child a boost in life for its first few weeks or months or years. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be this way, that the changes that usually take place, because change here and introduction of yeast represents the injection of all of the possibilities of Ra that infect everything and infect within us our very nefashos ever since Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you something that's pure. I'm going to give you something like the way you were before that chet, you will be again, and you will have something to eat that has that holiness and purity and no taruvus and nothing in it that's bad. And hence, this is the one food that has a mitzvah attached to it, because it's the food that has only kedusha and purity and no possibilities of negative or negative effect. Ubitel ze hataruvas. The taruvas, that is, the terrible ra and toiv, toiv and ra, all mixed together, which is forever the challenge ever since they ate from eight. Hadas, that taruvas, that mixture, is gone. In matzah, matzah is pure. V'hachilanu ha-matzah shehu pashut, b'li hishtanus. It's pure, and doesn't change. And that's the whole point of not letting it rise, not letting it change. Because what does change represent? Change represents, yeah, you have food, and you can do wonderful and holy things with it. You have a nefesh that's wonderful and holy, but because of Eitz Hadas, a terrible negative ingredient invaded. A terrible negative ingredient is also then in every human nefesh. And a terrible potential for lust and eating for all the wrong reasons is attached to every food, but not matzah. Hechilanu ha-matzah shehu pashut b'li hishtanus v'hachometz nishtan. That's what chometz is. It changes, rises. Ki ha-shefa ha-bo'o m'lmala mishtana achakach midarga l'darga. The holiness that comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, every morsel of food is provided to us by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can it be that there's something wrong with it? The answer is that it starts out in a chinami. The beneficence that comes from Shemayim, when it's in its most spiritual form, it's only Kadosh. But as it comes down to earth, and as it comes into a physical shape and form, it comes lower and lower. It goes midarga ladarga, lower and lower, ad shenis arev bataruvis, until it finally does have negative possibilities attached to it. V'nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. This night is different from all other nights. There is no other night of the year where Am Yisrael is ro'ui, or taken by a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a madrega, to a place, and to have a schus of partaking of something that has only Kedusha attached to it and has no mitzvah. Oh, well, I want you to be mevarer of the toiv. You bring out the toiv from the ra. You make the bracha that brings out the toiv. You do the mitzvahs that brings out the toiv. That's your challenge. There's no other point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us and says, here's food from Gan Eden before the chet. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, because He loves us and He wants us to be fortified, and He wants us to be able to meet the challenges of how to digest food all the rest of the year. How to meet the challenge of food is a very big Yetzer Sahara, and it represents the whole idea of satisfying ourselves and doing so because it tastes good, because it's geschmack physically, not so much spiritually, and it doesn't just sustain me so that I can serve Him, but it has its own value. No. Matzah represents the fact that Klal Yisrael is bigger than that. And we're so big, we're going to learn how it's possible to be fed something that has none of that taruvus of Ra in it. And that's what we will subsist on. And that's what they ate. It's interesting. Rav Shlomo Miradomsk in Tver Shlomo, he says, everybody knows that the matzah tasted a little bit like the man. When the Torah tells us how many years we ate man, we realize that in the cheshbon of how many years we ate man, included in that cheshbon is the month during which we ate matzah from what we had taken from Mitzrayim. So what does one have to do with the other? Well, because the matzah tasted like the man. And what does that mean? What was man? Man was a perfect food. What does it mean it was a perfect food? There was no psoas. There was nothing that the body would have to take out and throw away. Meaning, it was purely holy ingestion. When we say matzah tasted like man, the point is, and matzah counts as if we were eating man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm going to give you something that will teach you that it's possible and you should be acquainted with, and you should reach up to, and look up to, and aspire to, having such kedusha that your entire ingestion and your eating is entirely holy without any impurity in the ingredients, and more importantly without any impurity in what drives you, what drives your nefesh as you eat. He says it's such an interesting thing. When is the mitzvah to eat matzah? Specifically at night. Because what is night called? Erev. Why is it the evening called? Why is it that the evening is called Erev? Because Erev, like Ta'aruvus, means that it's a time not just of a juncture, but of a mixture of dark and light. It's that time when there's usually Ta'aruvus. It's the Ta'aruvus of Choshech and Or, of Laila and Yoim, Shalzeh and Nikru Erev. That's why it's called Erev. Mikol Mokar. But Erev, Toichlu Matzos. Specifically in the Erev, which represents the fact that the challenge will always be Toiv and Ra. You've got to separate them. You've got to fight your Yetzer Hara. You've got to find a way to do only the good and not the bad in all parts of your Nefesh, with all of your Evarim, every day, in all different times of the day, in all different times of the year, depending on what the mitzvahs that are possible, or Averis Chalila, that might be done. No. Make that war. Do that battle. Ba'erev, Toichlu Matzos. That's the contrast that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was trying to say. That matzah is going to be this great food, this medicinal food, that literally has only Kedusha attached to it and to the eating of it, like that Madrega that Adam and Chava were on before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And this is every year. V'chein hish'ir lanu Zeichem miyitzias Mitzrayim b'chol Leil Pesach. Every Leil Pesach, we once again are at a time when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "You are now my children, and you are my children anew." And because of that, I'm giving you this special opportunity to partake of this food that will give you a strength and that will give you support and encourage you in this that you have to be a holy people. Let me give you this holy food, this food that will cause you to understand and believe that you must and you can be the ones to do even eating, but all of your decision making with Kedusha in mind, to bring out all of the Kedusha in your various aspects of your Nefesh. I just want to conclude. Again, we mentioned it to Tiferet Shlema. Shlema in Mirodomsk. He says a fascinating thing. He quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh that matzah means contention. To fight back. What did Moshe Rabbeinu see when he saw two Ivrim? The word in the Torah is, he saw them nitzim. He saw them fighting. Right? So, contending. So, we see this in the Lashon of the Gemara also, Matsuta, meaning a fight. It's a Lashon of combat. And it's called that way, the Zohar says, begin the mevareches l'chol sitrin bishin, because that's what matzah does. It drives away any negative possibility. Va'ovit katlabahu, it kills off all any negative possibilities, because that's what we just said. There's no taruvus of tov v'ra in matzah. Matzah is pure kedusha. Ki ha'matzah kulei kodesh l'Hashem b'li shum psoiles. So then he says a beautiful thing on the pasuk that we say the night of Pesach. Why we eat matzah? That we couldn't let, and they weren't able to give us enough time. They drove us out. It says in the pasuk, "Kigorshu mi Mitzrayim." So he's Dairish. Hamatzah is gorshu mi Mitzrayim kol haklipus v'hataruvus. That matzah drove out and distanced all of the negative possibilities associated with food, associated with eating, associated with self-satisfaction. On that night, by eating matzah, gorshu mi Mitzrayim, all that negative is driven out. All of that potential to do the wrong thing, that Yetzer Hara, the Satan, driven out. all of that negative that surrounds every aspect of our nefesh, driven out. He goes to Mitzrayim. Because Matzah shows us that we have this potential and promise to redeem ourselves and redeem nefeshes like Adam and Chava were, and becoming like Adam and Chava were before Chet Eitz Hadas. That's what we become as we eat the matzah on the night of Pesach. Yeah.